11:25, text into the show. Your I Ain't Scared bold predictions. That is when you go out and you take a nobody seen coming matchup. Like John Saber did in week one. Like I did in week two.
Like I haven't yet.
Pat Smith is still scoreless. Goose eggs. He'll try to get off the snide. Before we get to that, though, do want to get to Braxton in Birmingham. Braxton, happy Football Friday. Welcome into Three-Man Front. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, yeah, I'm just calling in. I'm tired of hearing Auburn people, our fans, call in and blaming the boosters on everything in this situation. This situation has nothing to do with the boosters. The coach is terrible right now. And the recruiting is it. The boosters don't get out and recruit. If he'd have got out and recruited some offensive linemen, some receivers, and other things like that this year, we wouldn't be in this situation. The program wouldn't be around if it weren't for the boosters. So quit blaming the boosters. This has nothing to do with the boosters. This is purely coaching. And I just want the boosters to stop taking the blame for this. Now, a lot of this goes back to when we hired President Leaf and he gave Malzahn that huge contract.
Sure.
But it's this much deeper than the boosters. There's something going on. And I think I heard you, Pat, say earlier about not contacting any offensive linemen this year.
Correct.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he should have been hitting every offensive lineman that was in the portal and said, hey, come to Auburn, you can start. But that didn't happen.
That did not happen. So, nope.
And Braxton, to your point, and I've said this going back to February, you know, for the folks that say, hey, just get the boosters out of there. Where's that support? Where's that financial support going to come from then? Are you really willing to stroke a check to replace, you know, whatever is pulled from whatever influential guy that's down there? I know that one comes to mind. No, I don't have that money. Do you?
If we told the boosters to get out, do you think the new football complex would be built right now?
No.
Absolutely. And, no. But the biggest thing right now is recruiting. We're 54th in the country. Auburn is 54th in the country in recruiting. That's terrible. You aren't going to win the SEC at 54th in the country.
No.
So quit blaming the boosters. Let's put the blame where it is right now. Let's move on. And let's move on and hire a coach that can come in and recruit. That's all. I mean, we're going to have to hit the portal so hard this year, so you're going to have to hire somebody like a Hugh Freeze or a Lane Kiffin that's going to be able to get in the portal and change this program around.
No doubt. They're definitely behind the eight ball. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it, Braxton. We'll get to more of your phone calls in a moment, but it is time for our I Ain't Scared bold predictions of the weekend. Pat, since you are scoreless so far this season.
I just rub it in. That's fine.
Goose eggs.
You'll be
flatline. Non-existent. Where are you going?
I'm going to go out to Lubbock, Texas. Wasn't that what Tommy Tuberville said?
Baghdad,
baby. That was Baghdad. So let's go to Baghdad, where the number 22 ranked
Baghdad
Texas
with a lake.
Longhorns. I thought that was Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Auburn with a lake.
Yeah. Number 22, Texas. They're 4.5-point favorites. Point total of 60 against Texas Tech. That's 2:30 kickoff. You can see that on ESPN if you're interested. I am taking Texas Tech. And I ain't scared. And here's why.
I don't hate it.
Tech is fourth nationally with 373.7 passing yards per game. Texas is 101st nationally in their third down offense. Not very good, right? But Texas is 7-1 when it outgains opponents under Steve Sarkisian. But they're 0-7, Landrum, when they're outgained by their opponents. So you're going on the road to Lubbock. The final time that Texas will ever play in Lubbock as a member of the same conference.
Ooh.
So Sarkisian is 0-7 when they're outgained by their opponents, so I'm expecting a big game for Tech.
Donovan Smith?
Tech is 18th nationally in run defense, so that's good because you could stop Bijan Robinson from gaining those necessary yards. You saw Alabama was able to bottle him up. I'm not saying Texas Tech has the same type of defense as Alabama. I'm just giving you hope if you're a Texas Tech fan. Texas has failed to cover in six of its last seven Big 12 games. Meanwhile, Texas Tech is 5-1 against the spread following a straight-up loss at the start of the last season. Big 12 teams are 15-6, Landrum, against the spread at home this season. Give me the Red Raiders. Guns up, my friends. Guns up in Baghdad.
Yeah, Tyler Shuck, he's out. Donovan Smith, though. He's just got to take care of the football. Can't throw the two interceptions. That killed him last week there in Raleigh.
You know, Texas under Sarkisian, not very good on the road. So give me Texas Tech straight up.
Guns up.
The upset.
Guns up. All right, John, as I take you guys back to 2006, courtesy of FSN. They had games on FSN back then. They still have games on FS, what? I guess it's
SF1.
SF1 now. But this was back when it was FSN. Back in 2006. How about this? You got the Beavers and the Trojans getting together. Oh, yeah. Just realize that.
Is this a Friday night game?
No, it's not. It's coming up tomorrow.
I think maybe Saturday morning, maybe. I don't know. That kind of party.
Yeah,
maybe that kind of party.
Late Saturday night.
Right.
That's usually when
Trojans come out.
The game is in Corvallis. Last year, it was the Beavers having their way with the Trojans in the Coliseum, beating up on them. I think it happens again tomorrow.
Did they tear the Trojans?
Tore them up. Yep.
Gotcha.
I'll take the Beavers all day and all night. Doesn't matter when they play. Give me Oregon State, the straight up upset of Lincoln Riley.
Straight up.
Straight up. You couldn't get any straighter. What you got, John?
Oregon State is Oregon's taking on Washington State. I don't trust Bo Nix. Washington State, straight up.
It's just straight to the point. I love it.
It's fair, though.
We got something to get to, yeah.
It is fair. All right, that is our I Ain't Scared Bowl predictions. You can text yours in. Already got some that are coming in. We've got Missouri, straight up. From Lyle, 205-834-9450. Another gentleman who joins us every single week here on Three Man Front. It is JR from WagerPro.com, and he joins us now on the Bud Light Hotline. JR, how are you? Happy Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday to everybody up in Alabama. Guys, I couldn't be more excited. Just changed the message to reflect. I mean, I know it's a huge number, but let's face it. You guys, everyone in Alabama is going to bet with or against the Alabama Crimson Tide every single week. You may as well be on the right side, and I've got it locked up for you right now. The winner of Alabama-Vanderbilt against the spread, the line on the game, guys, has gone up to 40.5. I'll tell you whether or not they're going to cover. Call right now. And an added bonus, I'm also offering for free my SEC Game of the Month, which is the winner between Tennessee and Florida. Call now, 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733. Not only do I think I'm going to win both of these games, but I'm going to have an incredible weekend. We're already documented, by the way, 14-2 so far in the NFL. And I'm going to keep it rolling because we've got some real red-hot action this week.
All right, and yeah, and we've got potentially, and by the way, congratulations. I knew that you would make it up to us. Your free pick, you're going to give us another free pick on the air. You've done that for years here, and your percentage and your hit rate has been amazing. But you said take the Packers, and boy, JR, you absolutely nailed that one last Sunday.
I definitely appreciate it. In fact, we lost week one. We were 0-2 last year out the gate and still went 17-4. 4 for the season. So, you know, sometimes you start off a little slow. In week number one prediction, there was an injury there that was not too relevant on Thursday when we or Friday when we had the sit-down. By Sunday, I wound up not even using that game, hence the still documented record at 14-2. And if it wasn't for the Raiders this past weekend, I would have cleaned up. I had a 3-0 that was all dependent on the Vegas Raiders coming through. But nonetheless, we came in big, like you know, with the Packers. And then Monday night, Buffalo was easy. Philadelphia was easy. It's just been rolling, seriously. So call the number, guys. Let me start you off with the point spread winner of the Alabama-Vanderbilt game and my SEC game of the month. Also a big offer for free. That's going to be the Florida-Tennessee game. 800-499-3733 is the number to call. That's 800-499-3733. And now on social media, you can follow me at Real Radio JR.
And what people need to know, it's not just JR sitting in some dark room. He's got an entire staff of folks that are working all over the country, and the connections that you have, and people think, well, the inside information. No, there are insiders, and you guys get information that a lot of folks, you just don't have access to. And that's one of the benefits of dealing with you and dealing with WagerPro.com.
I think it's the ability also. I mean, look, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that know what they're doing. They know how to break down games. They do a pretty decent job of it. I do a great job of devouring that information. I want data. I want as much data as I can get. I run all kinds of algorithms. But then I look at things myself, and I look at things that I don't think the public can get access to. I mean, there are things I talk about off air with hosts around the country I don't think people are ever going to get access
to. Myself included,
but
yes.
There are points that, I mean, look, when it comes down to it, I think a lot of what I do also has to do with the experience of following sports betting for such a long time without emotion and looking at it more logically from a standpoint of like managing a portfolio. I think every client I deal with, especially early on, has to have a different strategy, has to have a different plan of attack based on their bankroll, based on their goals. And that's one of the things that most individuals that are betting out there don't get, that it is paramount that you take into consideration bankroll management. And I think that's one of the things that we're able to give anybody that decides to hire us and put us in their corner as their expert, is the ability to show discipline and to be able to hold on to and try to evaluate to build 20-30% a week. You know, we're not looking to double, triple our bankrolls every week and go all in. That's downright stupidity. You got to use the right amount of money that you're risking on each individual bet, whether it be a straight bet, a parlay, a futures bet, and to be able to hold on to that cash flow and take a paycheck for yourself every week. That's what we look to do.
Once again, 800-499-FREE, wagerpro.com. You'll get the pick on the recorded message. And, JR, you give us a free pick on the air. I can't wait to see where you're going in the NFL this weekend.
Well, I'm going to stick, like I said, with and against the Bears so far this year. I am 2-0. I think I've got a tremendous grasp on what this team is going to do. I've evaluated them up and down, talent level at each skill position, and what they're going to be able to do at home again this week against a Houston team that has struggled to get a win. They're 0-1-1 coming into the matchup. But here's the thing. The money and the bets. You got tons of tickets being written on the Houston Texans. And the money flow is also coming in on the Houston Texans. But here's the thing. The reaction of the odds makers speaks volumes. They didn't bring that line down to 2 or 1.5. No. They upped it from 2.5 to 3. The sharpest money being bet out there is coming in on the Bears, and rightfully so. Justin Fields seems to have everything together right now. I'm not saying he's going to have an MVP season, but definitely playing at a higher level than we really expected him to. Even with a beat-up backfield, I think they're still able to run the ball effectively. Home field advantage is going to be key this week. And let's face it, they've been playing great football because I think that they fixed a big position, and that's the coach. So look for the Chicago Bears not just to win this game, but easily cover the 3 points. Get all over the Bears. Minus, buy it down. Make it easy on yourself. Buy it down to -2.5.
Da Bears. That is JR. WagerPro.com. Once again, 800-499-FREE. That's 3733. And JR, we appreciate you joining us as always. Have a great weekend, and I know what you're going to tell us to do.
I am. I'm going to tell you right now, first off, call that number, 800-499-3733. Get the Alabama-Vanderbilt game. Also, get for free my SEC game of the month, 800-499-3733. Be safe, guys. Have fun, and go out there and make some money.
JR, thank you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure.
JR, WagerPro.com on the Bud Light Hotline. Carefully brewed with a clean, crisp taste. When there's fun, Bud Light is there. Donahue Auto is right there in Pelham, Alabama. Check out one of the greatest pre-owned selections you're going to find anywhere in the country. Trust me on that. Joe, check it out for yourself. If you're in the market for a pre-owned automobile, Donahue Auto is one of the best you're going to find. DonahueAuto.com, whether it's a luxury car, they can be affordable at Donahue Auto. Also, the pre-owned trucks, low-mileage trucks, SUVs, maybe a minivan for your growing family. It's DonahueAuto.com. That's DonahueAuto.com.
Coming up next on Three Man Front, it's Pat Ponders. We're going to ponder what Bo Nix misses the most about not living in the South. May surprise you. We'll talk about that next on Three Man Front.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.